At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You're listening to End Time World News right here on RedCircle.com. Go to RedCircle.com/End Time World News. That's RedCircle.com/End Time World News. Like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. I'm Eric Erb, and this is End Time World News. Okay, folks, thanks for joining us. If you're just joining us for the first time, welcome. Welcome to the podcast. End Time World News is an independent and alternative media organization. We're dedicated to finding the truth and issues facing Christians and non-Christians in the world every day. For questions, prayer requests, or more information about this podcast, please contact us at endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. And of course, folks, your donations help keep us on the air each and every month. We have a Cash App, a PayPal, or else you could just buy us a cup of coffee if you want to do that. We have 3 or 4 ways to be able to donate. Please think about donating, would you, if you get anything out of today's podcast. It's greatly appreciated. We really, really appreciate that, folks. Okay, I got a very interesting article here, folks. And yes, they're at it again. And I don't mean our government, but I'm sure our government's behind it somehow, some way. They're at it again. I have a story from naturalnews.com. The headline reads as follows. It's dated today, Sunday, August 10th, 2025. The headline reads as follows here, folks. China's heavy-handed crackdown on the Chikungunya outbreak sparks controversy. And I might be mispronouncing that because I'm not good at Chinese names, but the Chikungunya, that is a mosquito outbreak. The mosquito outbreak, China is facing the largest recorded Chikungunya virus outbreak, over 10,000 cases, 7,000 in Foshan, China. The mosquito-borne virus causes fever, joint pain, and rare cases, severe complications. Authorities are enforcing aggressive containment tactics, including fines, standing water, power cuts, forced hospital isolation in mosquito-netted wards, and widespread insecticide spraying. The U.S. CDC has issued travel alerts for China and other high-risk countries. While no deaths have been reported in China so far, Global Access excluded 240,000 cases this year, rising fears of a repeat of past epidemics. China's response mirrors the controversial COVID-19 strategy, prioritizing strict control over individual freedoms, despite chikungunya's not being a person-to-person transmittable disease. The crisis tests the balance between the public health and civil liberties, sparking debate over whether China's heavy-handed tactics are necessary or an overreach in the warming, outbreak-prone world. Again, China is once again deploying draconian measures to contain the viral outbreak, at this time targeting the mosquito-borne virus, with over 10,000 cases reported nationwide, 7 in For Shan, China alone, authorities are cutting power, imposing fines, locking patients in mosquito-netted hospital wards. The aggressive tactics mirror the country's controversial Wuhan coronavirus COVID-19 response, raising questions about the balance between public health and personal freedoms. Well, folks, what do you think about that? I'm going to continue this article here. It's not a long article, but what do you think about that? I'm just going to chime in here, and I am going to say that we will see this probably over here in the United States. We will see this normally within about 30 days, 30 to 60 days at the most. Starts over there in China. And how things spread, I'm just going to tell you how things spread over here in the United States. First, things that will start in China or Asia. This is, seems to be the pattern, just like with COVID and a lot of things, a lot of other things. They'll start in a country, whether it be a small or large country, it'll spread. It usually ends up in one of the biggest states in the United States. Notice I say one of them, not the biggest, but one of them. It'll end up in California somewhere. In California, it will spread. There's millions and millions of people. I think, 50 million people spread throughout California, North and South and Central California. It'll spread through the state of California. In that aspect, and it'll spread all throughout the state of California, then it goes over to Washington State, Oregon, eventually makes its way over to Arizona because that's close by, Nevada, and then it starts to come this way towards the East Coast. And then, of course, you know as well as I do, somebody there in California has to go to New York. They have to go to New York because that's the business center, quote-unquote. Somebody will drag the disease over to New York. And what will happen, since this is non-transmissible from human to human and it's only insect to human now, not human to human, is they will modify this, guaranteed. Bill Gates, Fauci, all these evil, evil people will modify this. So now, all of a sudden, this will be a virus that spreads just like COVID. And again, this is going to happen, absolutely. And it will spread over here to the United States. And again, this all is depending on the global elites. And in case you haven't heard the podcast, go back and listen to about two or three of my podcasts, folks. I try to explain little by little by little who really runs the world. You know, we're waiting for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. However, Satan is running this world. We live in this world, but we're not of this world. I hope that makes sense to you folks out there listening to the podcast. So let's get back to the article before I finish up. Extreme measures, power cuts, fines, forced isolations. Again, a move reminiscing of COVID-19-era lockdowns. Chinese are enforcing strict containment protocols. Patients are confined to mosquito-netted wards at least for a week until they test negative. Residents who fail to eliminate standing water where mosquitoes breed face up to $1,400 or $10,000 yuan.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Fines, even power disconnections. Drones and ground teams spray insecticide across streets, construction sites, and residential areas. Some offices require workers to disinfect buildings before entry. A chilling callback to the 2020s of the pandemic controls. Local media reports bizarre tactics, including breeding fish and larger mosquitoes to consume virus-carrying larvae. Again, what comes next? For now, you know, Chinese aggressive mosquito eradication campaigns may be slow, might be the slow of the outbreak. Two vaccines are available, high risk for travelers, no widespread immunization efforts or plan. The bigger question is whether or not such extreme interventions are justified, and if their signal a troubling pattern, prioritizing control over civil liberties as the world watches China handles the global crisis, may be set for precedence for future outbreaks. And again, folks, this is over in China, and rest assured, this will come to the United States, guaranteed. And again, it's just depending on the global elites. If the global elites running this world want this virus over here, and they want to try to take out more people in the United States like they did with COVID, kill about 500,000 people or more, they will do this. They will absolutely do this. The evil that runs this world is beyond belief. Okay, folks, it's that time in the podcast. Here's a simple prayer. If you've not given your life to Jesus and not invited him into your life, here's a simple prayer. This is known as a salvation prayer. If you were at church, this would be known as a salvation prayer. If you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, time and time again, and I say, folks, time is running out. We are running out of time. We don't have much time left. Repeat after me, folks, if you want to give your life to Jesus Christ. Here we go. Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. You died on the cross to rescue me from sin and from death and to restore me to the Father. I choose now to turn away from my sins, my self-centeredness, and every part of my life that does not please you. I choose you. I give myself to you. I receive your forgiveness and ask you take your rightful place in my life as my Savior and Lord. Come reign in my heart, fill me with your love and your life, and help me to become a person who is truly loving, a person like you. Restore me, Jesus. Live in me. Love through me. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. And if you said that prayer, folks, congratulations. You have now accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. Congratulations. I have just a couple of quick suggestions before I conclude this podcast, folks. First one being, go out and get yourself a Bible. If you don't have the money to get yourself a Bible, folks, I'll make another suggestion here. Sometimes people agree with it. Sometimes they don't. That's fine. But if you can't afford a Bible, you're on a budget like me. I'm on a very tight budget right now, unfortunately. And if God wouldn't help and wouldn't bless me, I wouldn't even be alive right now. And I thank God every day for that. But if you're on a budget, folks, if you're on a budget, what you can do is find a good church, a good Christian church, and go there and attend the church. Find out what time their hours are of operation. Go there and attend the church and ask somebody. Ask a pastor, ask an usher, ask a deacon, ask an assistant pastor. Ask somebody that works in the church. They'll get you a Bible if you're on a tight, tight budget. If you're really tight, that you can download at the Play Store or the Google Store, one or the other, the Apple Play Store or the Google Store, and download a Bible app. There's a lot of Bible apps. You can look it up and just download a Bible app and listen to the Bible if you're on a tight budget, folks. The second thing is find yourself a good Christian church, start attending, and get into the Word of God. I don't care where you start in your Bible. Just start reading or start listening to it, whether you start in the book of Genesis, the first chapter or the last chapter, Revelation, or even in the middle of the Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, wherever, it doesn't matter. And then make a list of about the top attend questions and make an appointment to go back and ask somebody there at the church you attended. If you like the church and want to start going there to become a member, tell them you need to have some questions answered. Write your questions down. Why was Jesus crucified on the cross? What are angels? What is their purpose? What do they do? When's Jesus returning? Ask these questions. Ask and ask and ask. There's millions and millions, hundreds of billions of questions, folks. Ask. What do I have to do to be righteous? Jesus was a righteous man. Why did they crucify him? What does the cross mean? What is baptism? What is salvation? I mean, on and on and on. What all? Write your questions down. And then make that appointment and then go back to the person that you made the appointment with and write down, you know, your top 8 or 10 or 12 questions and then go back and get them answered. And then lastly, folks, it is important that you get baptized and become a member of the church and get baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. That signifies the death and resurrection of Jesus, the baptism. And that's it. And then just go out and rinse and repeat, folks. Rinse and repeat. Just what I told you. I'm not a professional. I'm not a pastor or anything else like that. I just try to get the word out about God and Jesus Christ in this podcast. I always try to do that. If one person out there listens to this podcast and becomes saved on the words that I say in this podcast, it makes life worth living through Jesus Christ. It makes life worth living. I'm truly, truly blessed. If I touch just one person's heart, and I know this podcast is going out to every country around the world. I know it's going from one end of the world back, from Russia to the United States, all the way in the Middle East, back to Japan, over to South America, Brazil, Argentina. It's going all over the place, folks. God bless you, and God bless you all, and thank you so much for listening. I'm Eric Erb, and this is End Time World News. Like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast, folks. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. I'm Eric Erb, and this is End Time World News. Again, for questions, prayer requests, or more information about this podcast, go to endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. Like, share, subscribe. Thanks, folks, for listening. God bless you. Until next time, see ya. That's it for today. Bye for now.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.